We are going to talk Israel, and we want to go to ground because that's the best way to find out the latest information. Aaron Heller is an Associated Press correspondent based in Jerusalem. He tweets at Aaron Heller AP and joins us now. Aaron, thank you for being here today. And just maybe you can just sort of paint the latest picture. We've been hearing more about rocket fire. What's the latest?
Well, good morning, Tim. It's the fourth day of this operation, and it's continuing pretty much as it has in the last few days. Rockets flying deep into Israel, deeper in fact than they ever have before. And in the meantime, Israel keeping with their pummeling campaign against Hamas targets in Gaza. The news today so far is that in addition to the firing from the south, Israel had its first incidents of fire from the north, when we know that there was a group who fired a few rockets from Lebanon. It looks at this time to be an isolated incident, but again, highlights how sensitive this time is over here for Israel being vulnerable from all directions, especially when sirens are wailing all across the country, from Tel Aviv up to even the northern city of Haifa. For the first time, the people there have to run for cover. So far, the casualties very low on the Israeli side, mostly because of the Iron Dome defensive shield, which has knocked down over 110 of these projectiles. And Gaza, Israel saying they're doing their utmost to keep down the civilian toll, but they pounded Gaza with more than 1,000 targets there, and the death toll there nearing 100 now on the fourth day of battle.
Aaron, this all was precipitated by the kidnapping, later the subsequent discovery of those three teenage bodies, Israeli teenagers, then the supposed revenge killing of a Palestinian youth. And I know an investigation is ongoing, but is there, number one, any sense that that investigation is nearing a conclusion? And number two, even if it does near a conclusion, is there a sense that it will be credible enough to ease the tensions between the two combatants right now?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting and it's sort of telling about how the fast pace of news and how things develop so quickly in the Middle East, that really that whole issue, even though it only happened pretty recently, nobody here to remember that even anymore, because as things have moved so rapidly. And indeed, last month there was that kidnapping of the Israeli teenagers and then their bodies were found later, the suspected revenge killing of a Palestinian youth. That sort of was what raised all the tensions in the region. When Israel basically saying that Hamas was behind this kidnapping of the teenagers, started cracking down on them in the West Bank, and Hamas, in turn, feeling under pressure, started firing indiscriminate rockets into Israel. And that's sort of what precipitated all of this over here. But now we're inside this big campaign here, which is the third one since 2008, of this exchange of rockets into Israel, and Israel having a massive targets of airstrikes against Hamas targets there. Not many people here almost even remember that was the big issue about a week ago, because now we're deep in this. We've been 4 days into it, all of Israel basically under rocket range, and people here's life disrupted in a very major manner. And in Gaza, I mean, there's a lot of destruction down there. We're seeing images of homes being collapsed, of families being killed. Israel saying that they're targeting the Hamas leaders, and their guys have mostly gone underground, but a lot of innocent bystanders also getting killed in this, with Israel accusing Hamas of using those people as human shields and firing rockets from within civilian populations. So this really is a major offensive going on. And every few minutes, we're hearing sirens here in Israel, and it keeps on going this way for the last 4 days.
You made an important point, I think, and that is that we are seeing for the first time these missiles that can move much farther into Israel. Typically, it was only along the edges, but now the entire country is potentially under the target of these missiles being fired by Hamas. Is that correct?
Indeed, almost the entire country. As far as Israeli experts are concerned, they knew that Hamas had these kind of things. May I take you back a couple of months, in May, actually, when Israel had this high-profile capturing of a naval shipment full of weapons that they captured in the Red Sea and confiscated all these long-range missiles that were headed from Iran to Gaza. They were planning on smuggling them in there. At the time, they denied it, and Israel said, you know, people were skeptical of the cache that they had captured. And now Israel pointing to that incident and saying, you see, we did capture it. They were headed to Gaza, and apparently we didn't get everything because a lot of these rockets have gotten in there. There are three basic families of these different kind of rockets that Hamas has. There are the short-term ones you referred to, the ones that are all around the area of Gaza. Then they have ones that are more mid-range to get longer. And then they've got these really long-range ones which can reach as far as 120 kilometers. And that pretty much covers almost all of Israel. About 5 million people would be under that range. And if you consider the ones that aren't within that range, they're technically under the range of rocket fires in Lebanon. So the country is vulnerable in that regard. But this offensive here has been very different from those in the past as far as Israel feeling a much more sense of safety thanks to this high-tech development called the Iron Dome, which essentially knows where these projectiles are going to, and if they're headed towards major population centers, knocks them down from the air. And that's the main reason why thus far there hasn't been a single Israeli casualty from these attacks.
Aaron, last night President Obama was on the phone with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offering to broker any kind of negotiations that need to take place. Is that being welcomed? Can you give us a sense, perhaps, of how that is being received right now in Israel?
The news that there's efforts being underway to reach a truce is sort of background right now. I mean, Israel initially started this operation saying, quiet. Hamas stopped firing. We're going to stop targeting them, and things will go back to the way they were just a few days ago. But now the Israeli position has hardened a little bit, saying, listen, we can't live under this kind of threat all the time, that any time it tickles their fancy, Hamas is going to start firing at our citizens. We need some kind of guarantee that their ability to do that in the future is hindered. So that's why Israel is now contemplating whether they should go in for a ground operation or just continuing this aerial assault, because they say it's not enough that they'll stop now. They want to be able to destroy and take away their capability to do it in the future, and that's something that President Obama has alluded to, and other international mediators. The Egypt said they're going to try and reach some kind of deal. Officially, now on the ground, Israel says Hamas has to stop. We've got to take away their capability, and then we can talk about a truce. But again, we're early on in this operation, and as the days go by, it's more and more likely we're going to see intense efforts to try and calm down the situation.
And last question, I'm not sure how long you've been there, but maybe giving us perspective from what you've seen in the past, how would this compare to previous conflicts between the Palestinians in Gaza and the Israelis?
Well, I've been reporting here for the Associated Press now for 9 years, so I've been here for quite a bit and been through a bunch of wars also in Lebanon, and this is the third round that we've had firing from Gaza, this thing. So it's really interesting to put into perspective, because on the one hand, as far as the amount of rockets being fired, as far as the scope of the weaponry, it's the greatest we've ever seen. I mean, Hamas has fired over 550 rockets at Israel in a matter of 4 days. Israel has hit over 1,100 targets in Gaza over that same time period. So we're talking about huge firepower here. But at the same time, because of the improved technology, especially on the Israeli side, there feels like less of a threat in many ways, because you know that you are protected, and because they sort of have this down pat a little bit. I mean, in the past, there was that shock element of rockets being fired to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. That threshold has been passed, and now we're aware of it. I can just give you a personal example from yesterday in our office in Jerusalem, sitting in the office writing a story, when all of a sudden we hear the air raid sirens outside, and then a few minutes later, we see these two puffs of smoke out in the window outside, and indeed, those are the rockets headed for the city. And the Iron Dome missile defense system intercepted them and knocked them out in midair, and we got to see that live happening. So a little spooky, but also at the same time reassuring, because you know that there are these safeguards in place now, which make it feel a little bit safer.
Aaron Heller, I appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Aaron Heller, Associated Press correspondent based in Jerusalem, as he said, for the last 9 years, giving us the latest from the ground there. Some dramatic portrayal of some of the events taking place. Aaron, by the way, tweets at Aaron Heller. That is A-R-O-N, at Aaron Heller, A-P.